Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, yes, it is another Manic Monday, and we have a lot to talk about this afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us this afternoon. I hope you had a great weekend. I had a very enjoyable weekend, and that was because I really didn't do much. You know, sometimes the best weekend is a weekend where you don't do much at all. Didn't get done everything I needed to get done. Mad at myself about that. I'm sure you deal with that as well. But it was a good weekend. I spent a little too much time on social media this weekend, and I'll get to that in just a few minutes. We'll talk about the Saints this afternoon. I wasn't totally disgusted. What is so frustrating, though, is it's another game the Saints really, they could have won. They were like on the verge of maybe winning that game, and there were opportunities. I could not believe after last week that Juwan Johnson dropped two passes in the first quarter. Perfectly thrown from Spencer Rattler, right in his hands, right on the numbers, and he dropped both of them. Now, he made a big catch later in the game. Does it make up for that? Well, I mean, kind of, but, you know, who knows what would have happened had he made those two catches? Because those would have been important catches during those drives. But I can't believe that. See, it's just, I know people are human, but there are certain things in life that we are asked to do, certain things in life that we are paid to do, and we can't fail. Not when it's something that is so easily achieved, like the ball is right in your hands. The ball is right on the numbers. It's right where Spencer Rattler, it's right where Tom Brady or Drew Brees or anybody would have put it. It was right there. How do you drop that? How do you not have a conversation with yourself after you drop an important pass last week? How do you let that happen in the first quarter? Now, I can't help but think, since this is a team sport, I can't help but think that that has a detrimental impact on the team overall. But still, the Saints came back. And, you know, they had a chance. We're never going to get the 49ers or a team like that at that much of a disadvantage because of injuries. We had the 49ers, you know, right where we wanted them. And then Alvin Kamara fumbled. I mean, he did not protect the ball that was like up on his shoulder and helmet. And, you know, he didn't bring it in and didn't protect it. And so it's those human errors from the players that you don't expect to make those kind of human errors that is really disheartening. But again, I mean, they're human beings. And I mean, I understand that. I get that. But in life, there are certain things, again, that you're paid to do, that you should do, and you should do those things. You know, you don't see as many drops with top players. You don't. I mean, Chris Olave had some great catches. Spencer Rattler had another good game. I see progress being made, and right now I think he's probably the best quarterback that we can have in there. We can talk about that if you want to. LSU won. Florida, you know, was, you know, an SEC rival, but LSU won that game, and that was good. But I tell you, if I'm missing something, please correct me. But I really don't see the Heisman light at this point shining on Gerrit Nussmeier. Am I missing something? And to win the Heisman Trophy, you have to have a great year, not a great last five games of the season. You have to have a great year to win the Heisman. And in these first three games, I mean, I'm not seeing it. I mean, there was a lot of excitement in the Clemson game, but these last two games, I'm not seeing that. So if you think I'm wrong and you want to correct me, you can certainly correct me with that. Tulane won also. That was good news. It was more of a struggle than I think some people thought. You know, Duke was an opponent. Duke was in there and challenged Tulane, but Tulane won, and Tulane is a 3-0. So that's great news. The only team, local team, well, out of the three main local teams, the only team that didn't win was the Saints yesterday. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. As I said at the very opening, I spent a little too much time on social media this weekend. And I was really disgusted. And to be honest with you, I was hurt. I want to speak to those of you who have been listening to me for a long time, and those of you who are new to the show. I never started out in this business to be hated. I knew that I couldn't get everybody to like me. And even when I was doing Scoot in the Morning, doing music radio in the morning, doing a crazy morning show, even when I was doing that, there were still people that thought, you know, Scoot sucks. That's okay. I mean, that's part of this business that I'm in. So I never set out to make everybody like me. But I really never wanted to be in a position to where people just hate me. I can deal with it. I can handle it. But it's not pleasant, and it was not my goal. And the worst part about it is I think the hate is really, it's misunderstood. I think the contempt for me and the hate that is directed toward me about politics is so unnecessary, and it's so, it's not founded on who I am. I'm a guy in the radio who expresses my opinion. And some of my opinions are a little different than some of your opinions. And I thought that was okay. And I really don't know how to say this because I'm just thinking about this as I'm talking about it. The hate on social media is part of the hate that is around this country. And people get caught up in this wave of hate. And I'm local. I'm here. I'm on the radio. And people feel like they can touch me. Not physically, but they feel like they can touch me. They can get to me. They can vent their frustrations. I know there are a lot of people who tune in every day because they don't like me. And they can't wait for me to say something that fires them up. I don't want that to be my job anymore. Everything that I say on the air is what I believe. And I live in a country, at least up until this point, I live in a country where we were allowed to have differing opinions, even drastically differing opinions. But maybe things don't have to be the way they are. And I think about all of this in the context of what happened to Charlie Kirk, a man I disagreed with. And I'm sorry, and I'm kind of hurt that I didn't get more credit for disagreeing with Charlie Kirk, but yet totally and passionately condemning his death. You know, somebody who agrees with Charlie Kirk, of course they're sorry he's dead. I didn't agree with Charlie Kirk. I'm still sorry he's dead. And I didn't get the credit that I thought I would get. And I think that was the sign of a problem. And I was very sincere in what I expressed about Charlie Kirk. But I didn't get credit for that. I got credit for other things about President Trump and just other things that were somehow related to that. But what saddens me as I look at all of this is how in the hell did we get here? How did I become somebody who so many people hate? Maybe you love to hate me. And I use the word hate. I mean, some of you actually do hate me because some of the messages are really, really personal. And that's not fair. But that's part of this. But instead of continuing down this road where I am part of this battle between the right and the left, and the interesting thing is I'm in the middle. I still proudly say I'm a radical moderate. I am an independent. I don't care about either side. And yes, I have criticized Joe Biden many times, and yes, I criticized Hillary Clinton. But people are so biased, they don't even hear that. All they hear is one thing. And it doesn't matter what I say after that. And so, if I have been even a little part of the problem, which I don't believe that I have been part of the problem, but if I have even been a little part of the problem, I don't want to be part of the problem anymore. I want to be honest about my opinions, and you will continue to get total honesty from me. And I've said this before, and we always go back into the same arena. But there are other things to focus on. The easiest way to get attention today in the media and on talk radio is right versus left. That's the easy way. Well, I'm not going to take that easy path anymore. And I feel justified in everything that I've said, everything that I've posted. But, you know, it's not worth it. So I want to do the best I can to not be part of the problem. And at this point for me to just say, I mean, how did we get here? How did we get to this point where there is just so much hate? How did we get to a point where a guy who was expressing his views was killed? Well, he was killed by one individual. And the media jumps on the opportunity to make it right versus left. And both sides are at fault. And it doesn't have to be that way. So I'm going to continue to do a talk show that is cognizant of politics. And I'm not going to be afraid to talk about politics. But I am going to do what I can to steer away from the ease with which you can rally people into right versus left. I want to try to stay away from that. The media is based on getting attention. And getting attention sometimes is achieved by riling people up, getting them excited, getting them in a fighting, verbally fighting mood. Yeah, yeah, man, that's it. Go for it. Both sides do it. And you could still argue, well, one side does it more than the other. I see, I don't want to get into that. It's a mindless debate. And it doesn't achieve anything because there are no conclusions. So I just had to share these thoughts after spending some time on social media over the weekend and after thinking about this today, right before going on the air. I had a show planned, and I decided that I didn't want to take that direction. And I want to do what I can as a talk show host to calm things down. And that doesn't mean sitting on the fence. It just means I want to work to calm down the hate. And I can't say exactly how that's going to happen step by step, but I ask you to listen for it, because I'm going to make it happen. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. It is a manic Monday. We have a lot to get to this afternoon, and we're coming right back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it was the fact that it was so honest from me and so sincere. But I worked so hard to just totally denounce the murder of Charlie Kirk, even though I didn't agree with him. And yet not getting enough credit for that and still getting so much hate directed at me. That was a real flashpoint in time for me as I looked at this over the weekend on social media. And I realized now how much hate is out there and how people are looking for a reason to hate. And I really thought that since I disagree with Charlie Kirk and here I am just denouncing his assassination, that this would as far as this audience is concerned, this would bring people together. And we would know that we're all on the same side because we want freedom of speech. And this is just not acceptable in our society. And when that didn't happen, it really caused me distress and to be concerned. And so let's see how this show develops. And I'm interested in trying to make sure that I'm just not part of the flow, the ease with which people flow into the hate channel. And you might think that hate is a strong word. I'll tell you, some of the text messages and some of the social media posts that I get, they really are hateful. I mean, it's not just don't like you. They're really very hateful. And while I know that that is a fringe, small group of people, and that does not represent all of you, there's still too much of it. And the media reflects the audience. And over the weekend and even this morning, there's still too much talk about hate, about right versus left. This was one person who was deranged. He lived in his parents' basement, and he got too involved in social media. And we're going to talk about that. I heard something on CNN this morning. I didn't get a chance to hear all of it, but I heard part of a conversation on CNN this morning about the process of being embedded in social media and what it does to you. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Let's get to some of your calls. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Jenny is in Slidell. Jenny, good afternoon.
Hi there, Scoot. How are you?
I'm okay, Jenny.
I know. So I'm calling to give you some encouragement.
Okay.
I didn't really listen to 105 for a long time because it was so radical. And after Trump became president, I listened to it a little more because I'm always interested in what everyone thinks. And the more I listened to you, Scoot, the more I listened. And now I listen to you guys every day. Why? Not because I'm a Democrat or a Republican, but because of the truth. And I am so glad you made a commitment and are still making a commitment, even through all this hate, to continue to seek truth and tell it. Because that's what's going to be the difference in this hateful climate that this country has taken.
Yeah.
And if people can't deal with the truth, then I feel sorry for them.
Well, that is a problem, Jenny.
It is
a problem. And there are a lot of people who don't want the truth. And one of the problems is that the conservative media echo chamber tends to say one thing. And then when I tell the truth that is not broadcast from the social media echo chamber, they think that I'm the one who's lying or I'm the one who's trying to incite people when all I'm doing is presenting the truth. So I will find ways to deal with this. Thank you very much for your call. It's very much appreciated. And thanks for listening, Jenny.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Dina in New Orleans. Dina, you're on I'm sorry. Okay, let's go to Jimmy first. Jimmy is in Gretna. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, and yeah, look, I'm not calling about politics or that stuff, but we do appreciate you allowing people to talk. That's what makes the show special. And I know there's a 12-second delay or whatever it is for people who don't follow the rules, but that's what makes the show special. You hear different viewpoints. But on a lighter, yeah, that's why I listen and tune in. On a lighter note, though, I'm pretty sure I saw you, Scoot, in Spinal Tap 2. I don't know if you saw the premiere this weekend of the movie in theaters, but I know you were an extra. I'm not sure if you saw yourself. You might have to watch it or play it back once it becomes on Netflix and all that down the road. It's a little harder to spot certain things in the theater mode. I was asking if you saw the movie. And number two, I want to remind you, I know you have some old archived interviews with Alice Cooper. You know, tomorrow, Alice Cooper is going to be playing in Biloxi with Judas Priest at the Mississippi Gulf Coast Coliseum. I heard that there's still a lot of tickets available, but I know you're a big fan of Alice Cooper. Are you going to that? And maybe you could play some archive interviews tomorrow leading up to the show. One final statement on this. You know, he loves playing golf, and he loves starting his tours. It seems like every one of his tours, whether they're him headlining or co-headlining with Judas Priest, like tomorrow, they always start in Biloxi. Because for some reason, I think there's some golf course near there.
Oh, yeah.
He really likes playing at.
Yeah.
So, anyway, are you going to go see Alice Cooper and Judas Priest tomorrow in Biloxi?
Hey, listen, I don't know yet, Jimmy. I'm going to try, but I don't have a commitment yet. I'm going to try to get there. But look, you know, I know Alice Cooper loves golf because I drove the golf cart for Alice Cooper. In fact, these were back in the days when Alice was drinking, when I was the Cyclops in the Mardi Gras parade in Endymion, when he was Grand Marshal of Endymion, and I was the Cyclops on the float. And then he wanted to play golf, and I arranged for him to play golf at what was Lakewood Country Club at the time. They were closed on a Monday, but I got them to open up, and Alice was able to play privately on the course. And this is in the days when Alice was drinking a lot of Budweiser, and I was driving the beer cart. It was the cart. It didn't have golf clubs on it. All we had was beer. And I was the one driving around giving everybody, make sure that everybody had a cold beer. But no, if I don't make that tomorrow, then tomorrow on the show, we will replay one of the recent conversations I've had with Alice. Because I've had some extraordinary interviews with Alice Cooper. We'll play one of those back on the show tomorrow afternoon. We'll get to some of your calls here shortly, but let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text message that said, Utah's Governor Cox was absolutely right when he used the term conflict entrepreneur. A number of podcasters that have made a small fortune stirring up the public is out of hand, and the same can be said about many cable shows as well.
You know, it's true, and maybe I'm the dumb guy, because I'm smart enough to know how to do it, but maybe I'm the dumb guy because I didn't do it, because that wasn't my goal. I don't have that intrinsic, aggressive DNA that makes me want to start fights. But a lot of people in the public spotlight and a lot of people on social media have made millions because they like to start fights. So again, maybe I'm the dumb one, but I have to be true to who I am, and I do present that every afternoon here on WWL.
Here's a text that says, information is leaning towards the shooter not even being politically motivated. He was a gamer. He was antisocial. His social life was other gamers on the internet. Those engravings on the bullet shells were only understandable to other gamers.
Yeah, that is a fascinating aspect of this. And I do want to talk a little bit about what I got from this conversation with, not conversation, but a conversation that I heard on CNN. And the fact that the guy lived in his parents' basement even just adds to this. But there's a process that takes place if you embed yourself in playing games. And if that is most of your life, if that kind of defines your life, there's a certain thing that happens to you mentally that might make you more prone to be a shooter.
It seems like he had a trans roommate, maybe a trans partner. We'll find out more about that. That person is cooperating to the furthest extent possible. They are apparently aghast that this happened. We don't really know if Charlie Kirk's thoughts about transgenderism is what led this person to shoot and kill Charlie Kirk. It is a big, messy picture, but I bet the person that you saw talking on CNN about it was Ellie Reeve, who I interviewed on this program, I don't know, maybe just like 6 or 7 months ago, about her new book, Blackpilled.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
These young men, whether they're conservative, they're liberal, or they're straight, or they're gay, or they're cis, or whatever, they've all got these kind of, you know, 5 or 6 things in common, which is that they are so deeply ensconced in this deep underground weirdo internet culture that's way, way beyond anything that you and I and most people listening ever encounter. And it breaks their brains, which is, and it's reflective of that. When you see the sort of contradictory piece of the story, he grows up in a super Republican family, but he's living with a trans roommate. You know, the governor of Utah had said he's got a leftist ideology. But it's not at all clear from any of the evidence that's at hand that it's that leftist ideology that led him to commit this crime. He's a troll. He's an internet troll come to life whose goal is to just be maximally disruptive and confounding and attention seeking in a way that does not fit neatly into any box at all.
I know we have to get to a break, but let's continue this conversation on the other side of this break, because this is really important. You know, it's not the content of social media as much as it's the manifestation of being embedded in social media on a daily basis that is the problem. And when I say embedded, I mean it becomes your life. You know, it's it's like the Matrix. I mean, it totally becomes your life. But I want to sure. just mention what I picked up. I think it's the same person, but I'm not sure. But I want to just talk about what I picked up, and then you tell me what you got from that conversation,
sure.
because this is a really interesting discussion.
Yeah, I read the book, too. It's great.
Okay. All right. We're going to come back with more about that here in just a minute. So if you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And what I want to do is talk a little bit more about those who are just so defined by social media, being involved in it. And something happens to your brain. And it's nothing else going on in their lives. It's the social media. And apparently this is a huge problem. More on that when we come back here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, listen, I hope we don't play this song too often for the Saints, but yeah, they had another bad day yesterday. So frustrating because it just seemed like they could have won that game. Another game they could have won. But hey, you know what? We're in pretty good company because the Chiefs are 0-2 and the Saints are 0-2. It's a long season. I'm not giving up on the Saints, and I don't think you should either. We'll talk more about that later. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Hope you had a great weekend. It's a hot Monday. I mean, it's not supposed to be this hot. We're not supposed to have no cold fronts on the horizon by this time of September. But that's what we've got right now. So we'll deal with it. We'll get a cold front sooner or later. Look, I want to continue with this conversation about, I heard a little bit about a conversation on CNN earlier today. And, Ian said that, I guess, when I was off, at one point, he talked to somebody else who read a book about what the process of being embedded in social media every day does to your brain. I mentioned that the shooter lived in his parents' basement. At some point, he did. He lived with this trans roommate. And again, I'm sure there are people who are going to try to make it seem like trans people are dangerous. Trans people are not dangerous. It so happens that this person is trans, and you know, maybe there's something about being trans that makes you frustrated. I don't know. Nothing is an excuse, but I don't think it's fair to blame trans people. You know, this guy might have had a Diet Coke every day, but that doesn't mean that Diet Coke is the reason that he committed this horrific act. But if you are so involved in video games, gaming, and social media, it does something to your brain. And I want to bring Ian in on this conversation because he has some experience since he read the book and talked to somebody who was writing about this. But the idea of being that isolated even if you've got people around you, you're mentally isolated because you're focused on that screen and you're focused on a world that in a way doesn't exist. It certainly is not a tangible world. And this involvement in this process makes it seem as if it's not the content of gaming. It's not the content of social media that is the problem. It's just the process of being that involved in those things every day.
Yeah, social media is, it's kind of not even the right word to use to describe what these spaces are. And I can say, you know, spots like 4chan or Orkun or Reddit. Most people listening will have no idea what I'm talking about. It's not really a social media website where, you know, you get on there and you're posting pictures of yourself and your friends and, you know, here's what I had for lunch today and here's an event that I'm going to and here I am, you know, connecting with people that actually exist in my real life, people whose names and faces I would recognize. That's not what any of these platforms are. They're really just message boards. Everybody is anonymous, and they're so soaked in the sort of shorthand language of memes, you know. And Ellie Reeve pointed out the motive that a lot of these guys have in committing violent acts when they do it. It's rarely singular. It is never just one thing. You know, maybe it's ideological hatred or it's just their personal grievance. They have this exposure to this extremist content that's not attached to any political ideology at all. It's just disruption and discord and violence for its own sake. And these young men get so wrapped up in adding these layers of irony. Like, am I serious? Are you serious? I'm only serious if you're serious. Oh, well, here's a meme or here's a funny picture or here's a funny reoccurring joke that only we understand because we are friendless and we are, there's nobody out there looking out for us or holding our hand or showing us the way or loving us or giving us jobs or educating us. This is all we got, fellas. It's just you and me on this message board. And they get so wrapped up in these layers of irony. They have no idea what the hell they believe. You could put a microphone in their face and say, what do you actually think about topic X, Y, or Z? And there's a pretty solid chance that whatever answer you get is going to be really incoherent.
And then another point that was made is that then there are those who also feel like the world is wrong and there's nothing that can be done. So let's just go ahead and destroy it.
Exactly.
And so that action is about the action of killing Charlie Kirk might be about, well, let's make this the beginning of destroying everything since the world is kind of messed up and we can't do anything about it.
That's where you'll hear the term accelerationist used. There's a sort of accelerationism in these spaces where they believe that society is not just politically polarized, but it's morally failing. And it deserves to be destroyed. And the faster that can happen, the faster we can have this sort of revival. There's no religious overtone to any of that. It's just, hey, this system doesn't serve me. I believe it doesn't serve other people. Ergo, it should be destroyed. And it doesn't matter who gets hurt.
Right.
It doesn't matter if I get hurt, which is, you know, a lot of these people kill themselves immediately after they commit these acts of violence. Either they die from a self inflicted gunshot wound, or they do like a suicide by cop kind of thing.
Right.
It's just nihilism. But, you know, time will tell. And if it turns out that the shooter was radicalized by what he viewed as oppressive, violent, dehumanizing language coming from Charlie Kirk, then we will all know that and acknowledge it. And what happens next, I don't know, but we'll tell the truth about it. But it is not at all a guarantee at this time that we'll get there. Especially since this person is not cooperating, which makes me think in some ways, and I'm not making excuses for the shooter in any way, but if this was truly a politically motivated attack and this person was really pro-trans, Antifa, and it was about Charlie's ideology, then they would say that there would be a manifesto, there would be a note left behind, and we're starting to learn something more about a note. I want to see the note. Show me the note. And don't come to me with the nonsense about what's written on the bullet casings. That's not it. That is trolling. People who know about message boards and the way that you kind of, you know, can try to flip the conversation on people and throw them off their balance and make them think about something besides what they're trying to talk to you about. Mike, that's what the bullet casings are about.
You know, we're running out of...
If there's a political, ideological motive behind this, we haven't seen it yet.
I think you're right, and it would be definitive if that were the case. And maybe it's like, maybe he doesn't even know what he really did. I mean, he knows what he did, but he doesn't even know the ramifications. Yeah. Look, I know we're running out of time, but look, after the news, and you can call in too. We'll get to your calls and texts. But after the news, I want to continue some aspects of this conversation because, you know, what about parents? What about the people around somebody who is really embedded in these games and develops this radicalization as a result of being involved in this whole different world? I've got to get to a break here. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It should not be this damn hot. Not this time of year. There should be at least a cold front on the way, but there's not. All right. We will deal with it. We'll get through it. And eventually, there'll be a cold front here. All right. We'll be right back with more on WWL. We should not be at a point in our country's history where hate sells to the point where people become multimillionaires selling hate. And we have an opportunity to be better individuals. We have an opportunity to really denounce the hate and not get so involved in hearing an opinion that we disagree with, so involved that we have to stop that person. We want to do everything in our power to stop that person from speaking. That's not the country we are. We're a country where, up to this point, we have at least tolerated differing opinions. More on this conversation and more on the involvement in gaming and social media coming up next on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.